Los Angeles, World Affairs Council, Luncheon Address, September 21st, 1979.
Kerja anda tak ah, sokai sunsin tang, ini, kuno nama saya jadi suya lah.
Mr. Thornden, President of the Los Angeles World Affairs Council, and distinguished guests.
Ini, kerja anda ngade, sabat di Italia, ini kerja cuma di, saya kau cuma.
I'm very happy to have had this opportunity to speak at this reception.
Ano lojusi, halam lojusi kome kongan sabadne aya tenshu danan je dosre. Enda terite arumo jotobe asha kabuchungla to shetsin shuyu.
I'm particularly happy to be present here today because the invitation came almost 10 years ago and I would like to express my gratitude in being here today.
Now I'm going to speak my own broken English. So firstly, my English is very limited. Though I started learning English, I think around late 40s, before Chinese came to Tibet. But mainly through books. And there's not much, opportunity to practice. And secondly, I'm a very lazy student. And stupid, maybe. So, so you see my English, I'm very, very limited, very poor. And secondly, my nature, I do not like or I do not know the very, formal way, formality. So if something wrong due to my, poor English or the due to my too much informality, then I must apologize to you. Now here, this sanctuary, there's something very sophisticated sanctuary. Through various factors, and mainly material progress. Now this world becoming smaller and smaller. And we have good opportunity to talk, to meet each other, to talk each other. This opportunity, now we are experiencing. Somehow it is very important, very good. So because of that, I brought here, in amongst you here.
Because of this world becoming smaller, I have been able to come here today.
So he corrected my English. So now I came to this place, and I when I meet you here, I always thinking, or I always remember that we are same human being. Nothing different. If we more emphasis on the differences, on the superficial differences. I am Easterner, or further, I am a Tibetan. Beyond Himalaya, I am Katore. The country which is beyond Himalaya, I mean the mountains. And you see different environment, culture, that sort of thing. But if you look deep down, I have a feeling, just as a feeling of I, and with that feeling, I want happiness, I do not want suffering. Now that same feeling or same nature, here everybody, either here or here or here, everybody have that feeling, you see, just a feeling of I on conventional level. If we talk about absolute level, then different picture. That's, I'm not going to stay here. Just if the conventional level, we have this feeling of I, with that, everybody want happiness and do not want suffering. Isn't it so? Isn't it? You see? So here on that level, all are same. So you see, with that motivation or with that attitude, meeting new people in new places, in my mind, there's no barrier. No curtain. I can talk just as an old friend, though I may not, though this is first time to meeting, but in my mind, as a human being, as our brothers and sisters, not much, no difference in the substance. So I express whatever I feel. Just express to an old friend. So now here you see this sort of feeling. I feel in my own case. It gives me feeling. And that with that feeling, we can express to each other without any difficulties, and through that we can contact heart to heart, not just a few nice words, but just time really to heart to heart. That is a real human relation. If we have a real feeling to each other, understand each other, then we can grow a real trust on each other, real respect. We can develop a real respect to each other. From that, we can share other people's suffering, and we can build a real harmony of a human society, and we can create a real friendly human family. So you see, for myself, this sort of feeling is something very useful, and so I would like to express something about these things. Now, if we too much emphasis on the differences, on the surface differences, like you see, different culture, or different ideology, different faith, different races, and different color, and rich and poor, or educated or uneducated, if we make this sort of, you see, all small discrimination or making distinctions, then sometimes we human society we human society suffer additional suffering due to ideology, due to faith, or due to color, due to money, wealth people or poor people. You see, difficult problem or difficult atmosphere, create because of these small discrimination or differences. So, and also in world politics. Here, you see, due to this sort of small discrimination, it creates uncontrollable problems. Now, for instance, in Asia, or in Middle East, or in Africa, or in Latin America, you see, sometimes, you see, religious feeling, sometimes racial, sometimes the, what you call, the ideology, including my own country, Japan, due to, you see, certain certain differences or certain things. And also in our great neighbor in People's Republic of China during Cultural Revolution. You see, due to ideology or due to certain, you see, human thinking, way of thinking, it created certain, you see, problems, that sort of thing. And now in Cambodia, like, you see, thousands of Vietnamese refugees. When first I heard, I mean, thousands of refugees nearly dying, yet people in certain, in certain corner, in some people, I'm talking, what is the real nature of the refugee? Political refugee come to this, this side or that side, this sort of thing. People not immediately, handling properly, but mainly because of the human attitude, human mental attitude, something making differences and make additional, you see, problems. Create a difficult difficulties. Now, if we realize right from the beginning, whatever people can, what is the behind the reason? What is their nature? But basically, as a human being, we do not want to die. The same case, these poor people also, do not want to die. We must realize these small things are people, human beings. They have a right to live as a human being. They need help. So first we must go to help. Then next we can talk about their, causes, or about the political nature, and this and that, we can talk later. You see, here I remember the Indian, saying in India, if you stuck a poisonous arrow, then first important thing is must pull out, rather than that poisonous arrow came from which side, which direction, what sort of poisonous. No time to investigate or to think these things. First, you must pull out. Then later we can investigate. So here, what is this? Science. And this is show. We are lacking something here. Technology. Science and technology, like this, everything very beautiful, you see, here and there. We all are, very happy. We are enjoying this, you see, modern facilities, these things. So we are not lacking in the development of science and the technology, but still we are lacking something here. So this sort of, you see, inner feeling, inner warm feeling, good heart. We need very much. And these, ideology and different, system, these things, with the basic understand human brothers, sisters. Then on the surface, you see, these small, different system or different ideology, it is useful. Because, you see, in individual, different people, different mental, you see, disposition or mental, taste, different mental attitude, something different. So for certain people, in certain condition, under certain condition, certain ideology is more useful, certain faith is more useful, and certain heritage, cultural heritage is something useful. So you see, absolutely right to choose whatever suitable Catholic thing. This is individual, I mean, business. On the basis of deep understanding to each other as a human brothers and sisters. So, deep down, we must have a real affection on each other. Affection on each other. A clear realization or recognition as a human brother, sister. At the same time, we must open, be open to accept all these different ideologies, different systems. You know, one country, you know, one nation, one ideology, one system may not be sufficient. It is nice to have a variety of, different thought, different Catholic, different faith, this sort of thing. But on the basis, as I mentioned, you see, deep feeling as oneness. So now if we have with that feeling, then I feel, you see, we can we can make a common effort to solve the whole mankind's problem, or the problem which we human society facing. Now here practically in economic field, the crisis of energy, crisis of, you see, this gap between rich nation and poor nation, here, and also, you see, all sorts of geopolitical problems there. If we really understand each other, respect each other's right, and sharing each other's problem and suffering, then make a common effort, then I feel we can solve many problems. If, you see, certain problem even we cannot solve, then we have no regret. We human society, by nature, there are, sooner or later, we must face death. We must face old age. We must face disease. On top of that, nature suffering, the basic suffering, natural disaster, like hurricanes or this sort of thing. These are, we must face it. We cannot avoid. Now, these suffering are quite sufficient for us. Now, why we are making another problem due to our own ideology and thinking, different thinking? Useless. Something sad. Thousands of people suffer under that, you see, due to that reason. It's something very silly, which we can avoid if we adopt a right attitude, right understanding. So you see, in the ancient, perhaps in this country, and you see, 400, 500 years ago, the Indians, the native people, they are small community, more or less, really, independently. The house to house, family to family, more or less independent. But now you see, world situation is such that, no question to neighbor, but you see, nation to nation, continent to continent, we are heavily dependent on each other. Now here in the street, in New York or in Washington or here, you see, there are thousands of motor cars and good cars and moving. How, but the real, I mean, without fuel, without the oil, you cannot move. Then you need the car carry by human being. if fuel finish, you see, at the moment with fuel, human being carrying by car. But if that fuel is finished, that we may necessary to carry out this, I mean, big car. So in any case, now it is, I mean, practically depend on other, you see, other factor. The U.S. prosperity depend on some other places. So it shows whether we like it or not, we are dependent on each other. Unless we have real cooperation, real harmony, real common effort, it creates difficulty. So you see, now here, all this, in my viewpoint, I'm a religious man, from my viewpoint, the things, you see, all the plan, first, you see, set here, in mind. So you see, things are depend heavily on the motivation. So here now comes the real, love, sense of brotherhood, sense of sisterhood, see? Compassion, love, this is key, key point. If we develop some sort of, you see, real and good heart, then we can, in the field of science or in the field of agriculture, in the field of politics, in the field of everywhere, that motivation is something very important. Whether you believe certain deep philosophical thing, whether you believe or not in deep philosophical thing, it is something different question. But important thing is in daily life, in this very life, it's a fact. In daily life, the good heart is something very important, very, very effective in daily life. In a small family, even without child, without children, just a husband and wife, if you have a warm heart to each other, then that family, in the family, the real peaceful atmosphere will create. If you see one of the person. Feel or lose or kasore, one of the person, feel angry or something like that, immediately in the house atmosphere immediately become tense. And despite good food or a nice television set on or everything, you will lose the real peace, real calmness. So you see, things are depend here. Not on matter. Matter is important. We must use, because we must have it. We must use it properly. How? Depend here. So you see, now this century, we must combine this good brain, intelligence, as well as good heart. Combine. You see, everybody likes talks and world peace. And you see, in a family or in a nation or in a continent, in a world affair, everybody talks peace and calms these things. But without inner peace, how can we make a real peace? Very difficult. The world peace through hatred. Impossible. Through anger, impossible. Even in individual case, through anger, I mean, with anger, there's no possibility to feel happiness. And through anger, the human sense of logic, sense of reason, no place with anger. So you see, anger, jealousy, hatred, these are the real troublemakers. You see, sometimes we look down or we criticize the politics. Oh, politics is something dirty, dirty politics. We say like that. But if you look properly, then politics itself, nothing wrong. It is some sort of instrument to serve human society. Now you see politics with good motivation, with sincerity, with honesty, then politics become a real, good instrument. But you see politics carried or motivated by a hatred or anger or you see jealousy, then a selfish motive, then that becomes something dirty. Not only politics, even in practice of religion. If I speak religion with my own, you see, selfish motive, or some hatred reason, or some anger, then though I am talking about religion, about nice thing, but actually, not useful because of, you see, the feeling of something, you see, bad thought. Right. So now things are depend on our own, you see, motivation. So now so through money, and just through money or wealth or through power, you cannot solve problem. All problem you cannot solve by threat or by pressure or by radical. By Kuroda, Shunyutani.
Pressure.
So you see, problem must solve here. Then automatically it will solve. Now here, from my own side, or my feeling, or my opinion is, everybody belong to this world, worthwhile to try to adopt, good attitude or good feeling to our fellow brothers and sisters, fellow beings. In my case, we are carrying struggle for our own right. Now, some people say, you see, the Tibetan question or Tibetan problem is rather political. But I feel this is not a political matter. This is we Tibet have something unique culture heritage, something distinctive culture heritage. As Chinese have, we are not hated to Chinese. We are deeply respect about the how much rich about Chinese culture, and you see so many long centuries record of history with that nation. We have deep respect. We are not anti-Chinese, but at the same time, we have we 6 million Tibetans have an equal right to maintain, to practice our own distinctive culture. Our culture, not harming on other. Materially we are backward, but in spiritual matter or in development of mind is concerned, we are quite rich. We Tibetan, we are Buddhist. Buddhism which we practice is, I noticed the Buddhism which we practice is something complete form of Buddhism. And also, it remains very fresh, very living.
Alive.
Very living. So, in the past century, we remained as a peaceful nation with our unique culture. Now, unfortunately, in the last few decades, this culture, this nation with that culture is diminishing. It's deliberately, destroying. So, here you see, like myself, we are love our own country, our own culture. And we have absolutely, we have right to preserve these things. And also 6 million Tibetan people are human beings. No matter we are a backward country, materially, we are human beings. These 6 million are human souls. We have right to live as a human being. And this is the problem. So I am a religious man. At the same time, I am serving our own cause with the motivation, this is my service for mankind, not just a political reason, just a hated reason or something like that. Not like that way. So this is the, from my own capacity or my own, my own capacity, I feel this is my, as a human being, not only as a Tibetan, but as a human being, it is worthwhile to serve or to preserve that sort of culture, that sort of nation. So I am carrying this movement. But many people, many people see this is something sticky political business. I feel not. So in any way, we are passing through certain, most difficult period. Now I am very much hoping that since the People's Republic of China's overall attitude is something changing. So we are quite hoping, but yet we are quite cautious. Since, you see, due to our own past experience. This I'm not saying this as a criticism to other, but this is something fact. Whether this is fact or not, please you yourself investigate. Then you will know. Then time will answer. So this is the... So, you see, in my mind, this work is a contribution to a mankind in a small way. This is I feel. So, I always believe the human determination, human willpower, is sufficient and quite enough to challenge outside, pressure, outside aggression, outside force.
External force.
And also, no matter how strong the evil force, the truth, the flame of truth will not diminish. This way, Shikmari. This is I always believe. So now, now you see here, as a friend, my request or my wish is the either individually or either or some sort of, you see, organization, we must try to promote the real sense of brotherhood or sisterhood. We must promote the real compassion and love. That's, I think, our real duty. The government and people, they have enough business. They have not much time to think these things. But as a private, as ourselves, I think if we have enough, if you have some time, think more on these lines. And how to make a contribution to human society in order to promotion or development of compassion and real and sense of, human brotherhood, sisterhood. So you see, as a conclusion, now this, no doubt you feel, oh, this is something, he is talking something impractical thing. You may feel like that. But I feel the human mind, even these, I mean, animals, like tigers, like you see certain, I mean,
wild animals,
can train with patience.
Can be trained
by patient and gradually. So we human mind also, you see, can practice these things gradually, step by step. So this is, I always believe. And another word, this is the only alternative. Without love, human society remain very difficult. Without love, we human, in future, human society will face tremendous problems. So the love is a center of a human life. This is my...
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Your Holiness, for those very fine remarks. We appreciate very much your being with us. His Holiness has kindly agreed to answer a few questions from the audience, if we would have them. And if he doesn't mind, I'd like to start with a kind of a political one. I was wondering, sir, if the Chinese have extended any invitation to you to return to Tibet. And if they have, what would be your conditions for return?
Now you see the basic thing is the problem of Tibet is not question whether Dalai Lama written or not. This is not the question or not the problem. Or in other words, the problem of Tibet is not the Dalai Lama's problem. Or the around 105,000 Tibetan refugees problem. Not that kind. But real problem is inside Tibet. There are, you see, the people not at all happy. This is quite certain. Now here in recent, a group of foreign journalists went there. Despite, you see, short period, and despite the pre-planned visit, and with, you see, Chinese interpreter or Chinese escort, they noticed these things. So you see, things are at this moment not at all satisfied. So one day, if our people, inside people, are genuinely, not just artificial satisfaction or artificial happiness, but real and genuine happiness comes, then there is no problem. Certainly we will return. So this is the basic thing.
Thank you. Yes, sir? The gentleman asks, what contact does His Holiness have with the people in Tibet, and what form does that contact take from his home in India?
During the last 20 years, through refugees, and sometimes through, you see, some traitor, Nepalese traitor, going and coming, and also some other means, perhaps you know. You see, we are trying to get information and report. So, and also you see, each year, some refugee always coming. So we can know the real situation. And also we are very much concerned not relying on one person's report, but we are, you see, seriously comparing the various, you see, report and information. So this is the way. As I mentioned before, unless we know inside situation, we cannot act outside. I myself always regard myself as a spokesman for our people. If our people say we are happy, then I will say, okay, we are satisfied. If our people, in deep down, not satisfied, I will say, oh, our people not happy. So I am just, my real boss is there. So I must know their, you see, way of thinking and this sort of thing. So this is like that.
Thank you.
International Cooperation Council, El Camino College, September 22, 1979.
Today, and the Hong Kong Junjin Dang, and the other two, Chancellor Hengelia Shuala.
Mr. Leland, Stewart, and friends. The International Cooperation Council had made a great deal of effort in inviting me to participate in this meeting, and I'm very happy to have this opportunity this evening.
And the Kazoris, Sogwe, and Miuti, Sam Toyati, Naranam, Jusam Kadda, Petchibuchi, Juchangi.
The aims and objectives of the International Cooperation Council are exactly the same. Are exactly the same as what I have always been thinking about.
Da, Cardoa. Now, at present moment, this century or this period, we are very much interdependent on nation to nation or continent to continent. On such period, the cooperation, helping each other, is something very essential, very important. Genuine cooperation. We human society, difficult to survive in future. So you see, whether you like other nation or not, the circumstances itself compel to rely on others. It is something very important. We must have a good cooperation. Now, you see, cooperation come. Real genuine cooperation come only through, right mental attitude. Through cooperation, through threat, through pressure, through, you see, just a money business, it is rather difficult. But you see, through love, through compassion, then we can have a real, you see, genuine cooperation. So here, if we realize the oneness of human being, irrespective the different color or different culture, different ideology, different faith, or different nationality, whether educated or uneducated, whether poor or rich, no matter. But in essential, all human being is the same. Just, you see, I myself, you see, feel that, I am a human being, I want happiness, I do not want suffering. That feeling is exactly, you see, everybody everybody has this feeling. Now, for example, you see, while I am talking to you, though, I could not read your mind, but through my own experience, through my own, judging my own feeling, I can know roughly what is thinking on in your each head. You see, wish or desire or hope, something good. So in human life, there is no guarantee in future, but we remain, because of bail is already. We remain on hope, on the basis of hope, though there's no guarantee. But we are making effort to have a good future on the basis of hope. So, you see, we are all same feeling. So now the question is, the importance of yourself and other. If you forget, you see, other, just concentrate on your own, you see, on your own self. Then you see, if you look from a wider viewpoint, or from what do you call the moral viewpoint, that just thinking yourself is very, very narrow-minded. Very limited. Now, because, you see, the one single person, one man, one self, is a, no matter you are important person, but just a single person, single soul or person, human being. The other, you see, limitless. I'm not talking about the other galaxies, but only within this one world, this world, is the others is several billions. You are just one single person. So the condition or the feeling is the same, exactly the same. Each human being have the feeling of, you see, wishing happiness, do not want suffering, and at the same time, each person have the right to obtain happiness, and each person have the right to get rid of suffering. This is exactly the same. Now, only difference is, one is just a single, I is just a single, the other is a limitless. So, you see, every day we are counting, you see, money. $1 and $10, dollar itself is something same. But in that case, we are thinking about amount, though you see same dollar. But one is just one, the other is 5 or 10 or 20. So more care about the bigger number. It's the same thing. If you remain as a something third person, you imagine one side, your own self, one single person. The other, the limitless being, you imagine, just visualize. Visualize.
Visualize. Imagine.
Visualize. Then you can... now here, you yourself remain as a something, third person, unbiased. Then you judge, which welfare for this one single person or welfare of other limitless being, which is more important. If you choose these, two, which is more important, then naturally you feel this, larger number, larger on the masses, the welfare of this is much more important than the single. So like this, if you think, then gradually we can grow some sort of, true feeling, genuine feeling of importance of other. Through that feeling, and also, we can look the,
cherishing oneself and cherishing others.
These two, if you think the negative side, positive side about cherishing yourself, and similarly the negative side and positive side about the cherishing other. Now you see, we can know the selfish person. Though he want something, happiness, or something good for himself, but due to selfish motive, his action or his speech or in every action gradually shows the real motive, real inner feeling. Then other people gradually realize, that person is something very selfish. He don't bother other people's welfare. Then, even your closest friend gradually may become a distant person. So you see, though you are trying to obtain, you yourself become something big man or something wealth or something better, but gradually the effect is something different. You may gain some wealth or some power, but real love
The real love from others, the real feeling of goodness from others towards you,
it's become less and less. Now if we compare the love, love or respect or real kindness feeling showing other towards you, whether this is more benefit or important, or the just power and money is important. If you compare these two, no doubt for me, human compassion, human love to each other, that is much more valuable, much more important than the money. Right. So through selfish motive, gradually you will lose. You will be the loser. Now the other side.
Cherishing.
Cherishing other. Now while I'm talking, I'm learning new English. You see, cherishing other. With that image, because of love for other, cherishing other, through that motivation and speech or action, physical actions, this gradually, this Actually, you motivate it to benefit for other, so it goes some way to help other. So gradually, from others also respond accordingly. So now you see, in this past, in this world, the great saint Lord Buddha, great teacher like Buddha or Jesus Christ or Muhammad, or in any way, so forth. Is among the politicians or world leader who are more thinking genuinely for others' benefit, for others' welfare. Then you see that person, whether our own generation or past generation or before, we are hearing his name and about his activity, and people generally respect. Because of not his selfish, but because of his cherishing others' activity. So you see, ultimately, the selfish motive, gradually it creates you will failure, or you will thoraya.
You will be the loser.
The other side, gradually it will gain more benefit, even yourself also. So now, cherish yourself, right? Cherish yourself. With this feeling, the anger will come, will increase. The pride will increase. Strong attachment will increase. Now say, the anger, strong attachment, the pride, these things are real defect of human mind. With these thought, you can really achieve inner peace. You cannot really. I'm making big mistake. So you may confuse. So you see. through this and bad motive, hardly you can achieve inner peace. And without your inner peace, there is no possibility to create friendly atmosphere. If I say some harsh word and with anger and something like that, then here in this in this hall, atmosphere may become a tense. So you see, through anger, through strong attachment, through pride, the peace atmosphere cannot come. Now the other side, the love, compassion. With these motivation, with these thought, usually I call the good thought. You see, we human being, by nature, we have a good side of thought as well as bad side of thought. So now the good side of thought, you see, compassion, love, respect, sharing other people's suffering, and this sort of thing. With these thought, you yourself feel peace, calm. If you have great love or great compassion, the tolerance also involved here. So you see, tolerance, compassion, with strong compassion, the tolerance, as I mentioned, is the tolerance also coming or growing, and also you see contentment will come. So you see, with these feeling, despite your problems, you will feel always you remain calm. You yourself gain more and more inner peace. With that feeling, you can create, we can create a real friendly atmosphere and peace atmosphere. So now, you see, the real cooperation comes through this sort of mental attitude. So now, this period, we need some sort of development of compassion, sense of brotherhood, sisterhood. This is something very important. Now all the, you see, different religion. Now this about, I mean talking about this, you see, good quality or good thought or good feeling. This, not only religious person, but non-believer or non-religious person also say, also, I mean, share or also, can feel. So this is something universe, I speak compassion or love is something universal religion without any dogmatism, without any, you see, philosophy, complicated philosophy. Just sharing, just understand other as a human brothers and sisters. And respect their right. Their benefit. And sharing their suffering and helping. That is the most beautiful thing. An animal world, you see, generally speaking, difficult. We human society, the helping each other is something nice. Sharing other people's suffering. Even you cannot help with money, but showing great concern, great moral support, expression of sympathy, that itself something very much value. So now you see, this sort of compassion thought is something very important. This is something basis of all the main activities, activity of mankind. Sorry. Now this sort of whether you call religion or not, no matter. But this sort of, you see, compassion feeling. This can cover not only in the field of religion, but field of science or technology or politics or law or medicines in every field. With this motivation, all activity may aiming on the benefit of other. Without this motivation, sometimes there are science and technology may go other way. Instead of helping, it become more fear. It brought more fear, threat. Just global threat. These things it's due to our own motivation. Certain things, go wrong way. So the key point is our human motivation. Intelligence alone is something marvelous, but not sufficient. Good intelligence with the good heart, balance. Then human brain or because of good intelligence, we can develop certain many things. Like all these material progress. At the same time, with good heart, control, all these, the human always become above the material. We will not lose the value of human, the dignity of human being. If we human being become slave of machine, something like that, we produce these machines. So you see, in the ancient, perhaps in this country, and 400, 500 years ago, the Indian, the native people, there are small community, more or less, real, independently. Even the house to house, family to family, more or less independent. But now you see world situation is such that, I mean, no question to neighbor, but you see, nation to nation, continent to continent, we are heavily dependent on each other. Now here in the street, in New York or in Washington or here, you see, there are thousands of motor cars and good cars and moving. How, but the real, I mean, without fuel, without the oil, you cannot move. Then you need the car carry by human being. if fuel finish, you see, at the moment with fuel, human being carrying by car. But if that fuel is finished, that we may necessary to carry out these, I mean, big cars. So in any case, now it is, I mean, practically depend on other, you see, other factor. The U.S. prosperity depend on some other places. So it shows whether we like it or not, we are dependent on each other. Unless we have real cooperation, real harmony, real common effort, it creates difficulty. So you see, now here, all this, in my viewpoint, I'm a religious man, from my viewpoint, the things, you see, all the plan, first, you see, set here, in mind. So you see, things are depend heavily on the motivation. So here now comes the real, love, sense of brotherhood, sense of sisterhood. Compassion, love, this is key, key point. If we develop some sort of, you see, real, good heart, then we can, in the field of science or in the field of agriculture, in the field of politics, in the field of everywhere, that motivation is something very important. Whether you believe certain deep philosophical thing, whether you believe or not in deep philosophical thing, it is something different question. But important thing is in daily life, in this very life, it's a fact. In daily life, good heart is something very important, very, very effective. In daily life. In a small family, even without child, without children, just a husband and wife, if you have a warm heart to each other, then that family, in the family, the real peaceful atmosphere will create. If you see one of the person feel angry or something like that, immediately in the house atmosphere immediately become tense. And despite good food or a nice television set or all everything, you will lose the real peace. Real calmness. So you see, things are depend here, not on matter. Matter is important. We must use, because we must have it. We must use it properly. How? Depend here. So you see, now this century, we must combine this good brain, intelligence, as well as good heart, combine. You see, everybody, love, or everybody likes talks and world peace. And, you see, in a family or in a nation or in a continent, in a world affair, everybody talks peace and calms, these things. But without inner peace, how can we make a real peace? Very difficult. The world peace, through hatred, impossible. Through anger, impossible. Even in individual case, through anger, with anger, there's no possibility to feel happiness. And through anger, the human sense of logic, sense of reason, no place with anger. So you see, anger, jealousy, hatred, these are the real troublemakers. You see, sometimes we look down or we criticize the politics. Oh, politics is something dirty politics. We say like that. But if you look properly, then politics itself, nothing wrong. It's some sort of instrument to serve human society. Now you see politics with a good motivation, with sincerity, with honesty, then politics become a real, good instrument. But you see politics carried or motivated by a hatred or anger or you see jealousy, then a selfish motive, then that becomes something dirty. Not only politics, even in practice of religion. If I speak religion with my own, you see, selfish motive or some hatred reason or some anger, then though I am talking about religion, about nice thing, but actually it's not useful because of, you see, the feeling of something, you see, bad thought. Right. So now things are depend on our own, you see, motivation. So now so through money, and just through money or wealth or through power, you cannot solve problem. All problem you cannot solve by threat or by pressure or by adhikar. By krodha, shunyutani.
Pressure.
So you see, problem must solve here. Then automatically it will solve. Now here, from my own side, or my feeling, or my opinion is, everybody belong to this world, worthwhile to try to adopt, good attitude or some good feeling to our fellow brothers and sisters, fellow beings. In my case, we are struggle. We are carrying struggle for our own right. Now, some people say, you see, the Tibetan question or Tibetan problem is rather political. But I feel this is not a political matter. This is we Tibet have something unique cultural heritage, something distinctive cultural heritage. As Chinese have, we are not hated to Chinese. We are deeply respect about about Chinese culture. And you see, so many long centuries record of history with that nation. We have deep respect. We are not anti-Chinese. But at the same time, we have, we 6 million Tibetans have equal right to maintain, to practice our own distinctive culture. Our culture, not harming on other. Materially we are backward, but in spiritual matter or in development of mind is concerned, we are quite rich. We Tibetan, we are Buddhist. Buddhism which we practice is, I noticed the Buddhism which we practice is something complete form of Buddhism. And also, it remains very fresh, very living.
Very living.
So, in the past century, we remain as a peaceful nation with our unique culture. Now, unfortunately, in the last few decades, this culture, this nation with that culture is diminishing. It's deliberately, destroying. So, here you see, like myself, we are love our own country, our own culture. And we have absolutely, we have right to preserve these things. And also 6 million Tibetan people are human beings. No matter we are a backward country, materially, we are human beings. We 6 million are human souls. We have right to live as a human being. And this is the problem. So I am a religious man. At the same time, I am serving our own cause. With motivation, this is my service for mankind, not just a political reason, just a hated reason or something like that. Not like that way. So this is the, from my own capacity or my own, my own capacity, I feel this is my, as a human being, not only as a Tibetan, but as a human being, it is worthwhile to serve or to preserve that sort of a culture, that sort of nation. So I am carrying this movement. But many people, many people see this is something sticky political business. I feel not. So in any way, we are passing through certain most difficult period. Now I am very much hoping that since the People's Republic of China's overall attitude is something changing, so we are quite hoping, but yet we are quite cautious, since you see, due to our own past experience. This I'm not saying this as a criticism to other, but this is something fact. Whether this is fact or not, please you yourself investigate. Then you will know. Then time will answer. So this is the. You see, in my mind, this work is a contribution to a mankind in a small way. This is I feel. So I always believe the human determination, human willpower, is sufficient and quite enough to challenge outside, pressure, outside aggression, outside force.
External force.
And also, no matter how strong the evil force, the truth,
the flame of truth.
The flame of truth will not diminish. This way, Shigmaris. This is I always believe. So now, now you see here, as a friend, my request or my wish is that either individually or either or there's some sort of, you see, organization, we must try to promote the real, you see, sense of brotherhood or sisterhood. We must promote the real compassion and love. That's, I think, our real duty. The government, people, they have enough business. They have not much time to think these things. But as a private, as ourselves, I think if we have enough, if you have some time, think more on these lines and how to make a contribution to human society in order to the promotion or development of compassion and real and sense of human brotherhood, sisterhood. So you see, as a conclusion, now this, no doubt you feel, oh, this is something, he is talking something impractical thing. You may feel like that. But I feel the human mind, even these, I mean, animals, like tigers, like you see certain, I mean,
wild animals,
can train with patience.
Can be trained
by patient and gradually. So we human mind also, you see, can practice these things gradually, step by step. So this is, I always believe. And another word, this is the only alternative. Without love, human society remain very difficult. Without love, human society will face tremendous problems. So the love is a center of a human life. This is mine.
Thank you very, very much, Your Holiness, for those very fine remarks. We appreciate very much your being with us. His Holiness has kindly agreed to answer a few questions from the audience, if we would have them. And if he doesn't mind, I'd like to start with a kind of a political one. I was wondering, sir, if the Chinese have extended any invitation to you to return to Tibet. And if they have, what would be your conditions for return?
Now you see, the basic thing is the problem of Tibet is not question whether Dalai Lama written or not. This is not the question or not the problem. Or in other words, the problem of Tibet is not Dalai Lama's problem. Or the around 105,000 Tibetan refugees' problem. Not that kind. But real problem is inside Tibet. There are, you see, the people not at all happy. This is quite certain. Now here in recent, some foreign journalists, a group of foreign journalists went there. Despite, you see, short period, and despite the pre-planned visit, and with, you see, Chinese interpreter or Chinese escort, they still didn't notice these things. So you see, things are at this moment not at all satisfied. So one day, if our people, inside people, are genuinely, not just artificial satisfaction or artificial happiness, but real and genuine happiness, comes, then there is no problem. Certainly we will return. So this is the basic thing.
Thank you. Yes, sir? The gentleman asks, what contact does His Holiness have with the people in Tibet? And what form does that contact take from his home in India?
During the last 20 years, through refugees and sometimes through, you see, some traitor, Nepalese traitor, going and coming, and also some other means, perhaps you know. You see, we are trying to get, information and report. So, and also, you see, each year, some refugee always coming, so we can know the real situation. And also, we are very much concerned, not relying on one person's report, but we are, you see, seriously research or comparing the various, you see, report and information. So this is the way. Since you see, since I, as I mentioned before, unless we know inside situation, we cannot act outside. I myself always regard myself as a spokesman for our people. If our people say we are happy, then I will say, okay, we are satisfied. If our people, in deep down, not satisfied, I will say, oh, our people not happy. So I am just, my real boss is there. So I must know their, you see, way of thinking and this sort of thing. So this is like that.
Thank you. Slate.